September 18th, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest, His Temptation and Ours. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15. Until we are born again, the only kind of temptation we understand is that mentioned by St. James. Quote, every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed, end quote. But by regeneration, we are lifted into another realm where there are other temptations to face. For example, the kind of temptations our Lord faced. The temptations of Jesus do not appeal to us. They have no home at all in our human nature. Our Lord's temptations and ours move in different spheres until we are born again and become his brethren. The temptations of Jesus are not those of a man, but the temptations of God as man. By regeneration, the Son of God is formed in us, and in our physical life, he has the same setting that he had on earth. Satan does not tempt us to do wrong things. He tempts us in order to make us lose what God put into us by regeneration, specifically, the possibility of being of value to God. He does not come on the line of tempting us to sin, but on the line of shifting the point of view, and only the Spirit of God can detect this as a temptation of the devil. Temptation means the test by an alien power of the possessions held by a personality. This makes the temptation of our Lord explainable. After Jesus in his baptism had accepted the vocation of bearing away the sin of the world, he was immediately put by God's Spirit into the testing machine of the devil. But he did not tire. He went through the temptation without sin, and he retained the possessions of his personality intact. That's the end of Oswald's text. A little confusing at certain points to understand the concept of temptation or the difference in the temptation of Jesus and us. In many respects, his temptation was radically different from ours because his mission was so much loftier and higher than ours. But in other respects, the temptation is the same. It's an appeal by Satan. The three aspects of the human nature and three aspects of the humanness of Jesus Christ, that which made him able to identify with us, being fully human. As humans, we have three areas of temptation that we can either succumb to or at least try to resist. The first one is the area of temptation, the area of getting things that I want for myself, so that I can have things, the need to have or possess things. The second temptation is the temptation to be seen or applauded or held in high esteem for one's accomplishments. I look for people to give me a kind word or a good word about some deed or act that I have done in their presence or in their awareness. And the third area of temptation is that of having a strong desire on a human plane to be in control of others, to be large and in charge, to be the boss. And Satan came to Jesus and tempted him in each of these three areas. First, make the stones into bread. You're hungry? Eat. Take what you want. When Jesus, the remembered answer we have is that man shall not live by bread alone. Yet when we face temptation of that sort, we often miss the mark on that, and really don't hold that same position, that food is really not important in the main, but rather doing the will of God. The second area of temptation, see me, applaud me. Jesus was tempted to throw himself down off the temple and show that he wouldn't get hurt. And the bottom line is, the human tendency is to show off, to be seen, to be noticed. We primp and we pompously parade around. We have nice cars and homes all to show off, and in some ways even compete with the neighbor. I got a better one than you got. And Jesus didn't fall into that trap either. And again, it's a matter of what is the purpose of these things? If it's about a self-focus versus an other focus, it is contrary to the heart and the nature of God. And the final area of temptation for Jesus, and this is for us, the temptation to be in charge and have the dominion over all the kingdoms that Satan was pointing at. Just bow down and worship and I'll give you all these things. And Satan did have the ability to give Jesus those things because Satan is the prince of the power of the air. He received that dominion when Adam and Eve gave Satan the keys to dominion over the earth, when they capitulated to Satan and chose to follow him instead of following behind God. And that same temptation faces each one of us in today's society, wherever we live, that we want to be in charge. We want people to be, that we can have some say over their destiny, be it our children or other people's children or other people or even parents and other people's parents. And Jesus wasn't willing to bow down to Satan in order to be large and in charge of all the dominions and kingdoms that Satan had to offer. He rather chose the way of God, the way of humility. And of course, the way to ultimate achievement or superiority in all of these areas is to do the God thing, the Jesus thing, and empty ourselves of our pride and our human nature and let the nature of God, the other-centeredness, the love, the unstoppable love, even for enemies, be that which flows through us.